Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm with Dale Miller, County Extension Director at Iowa State University Extension Office. I think the first thing we want to talk about today, Dale, is preventing winter fish kills. What's the main thing to think about as far as fish go during the winter?
Well, the main thing is, like us, fish need oxygen. As we start getting to freezing temperatures and ice cover, then we start to deplete oxygen because we're starting to seal that pond surface. And as long as we've got open water, we get exchanged with the air, so we get oxygenation in the water. The other thing is the type of pond. If it's shallow, it has less oxygen. And if it has a lot of weeds, aquatic vegetation, they use oxygen. So one thing adds to the other. Mm-hmm. So it's really the type of pond and how it's maintained, and then the oxygen level. So if we get, we start the winter with no ice cover, then we're in pretty good shape. We start to get thin ice, then we cut the oxygen level down a few parts per million. If we get heavy ice, adding snow cover, it really shuts off the oxygen. So that's when we get fish kills.
Sure. What's the best way to keep a pond open over the winter?
Well, the best way is with an aerator, mm-hmm. an aeration system. And there are a number of different types of aerator. The more aeration, the more activity you can have with that, whether it, one of the pumps or bubblers. The pumps will aerate the water better. They're sized for the pond. So if you work through a supplier, get it sized right for your size pond, mm-hmm. You'd like to keep at least 2% of the surface area aerated and open to really guarantee that you shouldn't have any fish kill.
Okay. So the aerating would keep that ice off of that moving water. Doesn't collect ice, does it? Basically,
yeah. Unless it gets severely cold. Well, hopefully. Yeah.
Let's hope not this year. I haven't seen any almanacs.
Right.
And related to that, as far as ice thickness, everybody, thinking about ice thickness as far as ice fishing and that kind of thing, what are some general guidelines as far as ice safety over the winter?
Well, it's always a big concern, and we always hear of accidents that we know are preventable. And the basic guideline is 4 inches of ice, for foot traffic or for walking on the ice, and you need to at least double that for any type of light duty vehicle, and sometimes triple that. So we really need a minimum of 4 inches. You need to check that, make sure it's solid ice, and then, always just be cognizant of where you're at and, water that may be moving. There may be debris or other things in a creek or a river. So, it isn't just ponds. So a lot of those different factors just need to be aware of the body of water and what's going on there. But in general rule, a 4-inch depth of ice is going to be adequate to support an individual.
Sure. Does the size of the body of water have any relation to how quickly the ice thickens?
Well, yes, it does. And more so the movement of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Is it protected? And because you're really just trying to track the temperatures. There's a lot of variables that affect surface water temperatures. Below the water as well as above, shading. Again, flow rate, if any, winds, a number of factors there. So it can vary across the surface. So it may be fine in one location, but not in another. And so that's where it's beware if you're walking on ice and be sure and check the ice and bore through it. Find out if it's truly there. Don't just take a guess by tapping on it or looking at it.
Can't just eyeball that. I think anybody that's been ice fishing, you've been out in the middle of a pond and you hear those cracks and those pops. Is that a sign of get off, or is that just a natural thing that ice does?
Well, it can be natural. Again, it comes back to thickness.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear a crack or pop, you should be concerned. But you're going, you know, even with very thick ice, you're going to get expansion and contraction. You're going to get cracking. So that's going to happen. You're going to hear that no matter what thickness can be.
Yeah. I think it's why I've never developed an ice fishing habit. I'm just too nervous. I can't relax out there. Fishing is supposed to be relaxing.
That's right.
That's, to me, is not relaxing.
Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Dale Miller, with the Extension Office in Knoxville, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at kniakrls.com.